It was back in the 1990s that I was first learning about gold and silver, and I very specifically remember that silver was $6 an ounce when a friend of mine was saying that, he was showing me the national debt, how it was skyrocketing even under Bill Clinton, and he said, Rome is burning. And he's like, look at this parabolic debt. Now, of course, little did we know that that debt could go even more parabolic for an even longer period of time. It's way worse now than it was then. We're like $1 trillion a month now, adding to it. But back then, silver was $6 an ounce. And I listened to this friend of mine and said, yeah, you know, maybe I should get some silver too. And the reason I remember this so clearly was because there were spices for sale at the grocery store. And I'm pretty sure they were bay leaves, by the way. And I did the math. I'm like, these bay leaves are $6 an ounce. No, seriously, spices can be very, very expensive. And in my mind, I was like, wait a second. For the same price that I pay for bay leaves that will disappear in the soup, I could have silver for the exact same price, and I could just be sitting on silver and actually holding assets and holding value. Like, wow, what's not to like about this? So I went ahead and bought some silver. And I think gold at that time was like 300 an ounce or something in that range. And I got a little bit of gold too. I couldn't afford very much, but I got a couple of ounces and a little bit more silver and so on. And I'm still holding on to that silver to this day. And what's it worth now? Well, even suppressed, it's worth more than $30 an ounce because of the premium for U.S. minted silver eagles. Even though the spot price may be, you know, 20 bucks or something, the premiums on those are now like $10 to $14 an ounce above spot. Because it's the American mint, you know, the U.S. mint. So those are extremely valuable these days. So the silver that I bought back then has gone up and up and up in value. Whereas anything else that I bought back then in the 1990s is gone or worthless at this point, including dollars. If I had sat on dollars, let's say, if I'd put $6 in an envelope in the sock drawer or something, and then today were to pull that $6 out and try to spend the $6, what would it buy? Wouldn't even buy a hamburger, man. Not even a hamburger. Now, in the 1990s, $6, that was expensive. I mean, you could get a hamburger for $3. Today, at a decent restaurant, it's a $12 hamburger, if not more. Some places more. So the silver went up in value, the dollars went down in value, and I saw that pretty early on. And it's abundantly apparent now to everybody who's paying attention. And that's why I urge people, if you want to save your assets, it's all about gold and silver, at least in my view, in my opinion. Now, I understand people have got to have a certain amount of liquid cash, you know, to pay the bills and pay the salaries of employees if you run a small business, things like that. But to preserve wealth, it's gold and silver all the way, baby. No, I just use the word baby in a weird context, but you get my point. It's gold and silver. Our sponsor in this area, they didn't even ask me to do this podcast. I'm just talking about what's important. But our sponsor, in case you want to connect with them, it's called Treasure Island. Treasure Island Precious Metals. And they provide the metals to a lot of the retailers that you've heard of before. A lot of the big retailers all over the internet actually get their metals through Treasure Island. They're one of the largest wholesalers in America. And you can reach them at metalswithmike.com, by the way, which doesn't pay me a commission. There's no affiliate fees, and they're not even paying for this. They do sponsor my podcast from time to time, and that's a flat fee, not commissioned. And that's why you know you can get really great deals on gold and silver from Treasure Island. They will set you straight. They'll treat you right. And they guarantee delivery and in discreet packaging, you know, well-secured, well-taped, right to your door, physical gold and silver in your hands. And more people are getting their hands on precious metals. Did you see the massive drawdowns from the COMEX and the London Metals Exchange, the LME? Like wealthy clients and hedge funds and institutions all around the world are just taking out all the physical gold and silver they can. The physical vaults are just being drained. And you know why that is? Well, because physical gold and silver in your hands has no counterparty risk. Whereas everything else has counterparty risk, including silver and gold held by somebody else in your name. You're still trusting that party to give it to you when you ask for it. So there's counterparty risk. What if they don't give it to you? What if they get robbed? What if their building burns down and all the gold melts or something? What if there's a hurricane? What if there's a war? What if, I mean, who knows? What if they get looted? Gold and silver in your hands is the only thing that does not have counterparty risk. And that is crucial to note because so many people, they think they have wealth, but all they really have is a bunch of IOUs. If you've got a bunch of stocks in the stock market, you've got a bunch of bonds, it's just IOUs. You got a bunch of treasuries, it's IOUs. And by the way, treasuries are IOUs from a government that's bankrupt. You know, a treasury bill is an IOU from an entity, the U.S. government, that probably won't be around long enough to ever pay on most of those. I mean, you got a 10-year, or you got a 15-year, or you got a 30-year treasury bill. Are you kidding me? Is the government going to be around in 30 years or even 10 or even 5 for that matter? It's a bunch of IOUs, municipal bonds. People think, oh, I've got municipal bonds. This is my retirement. So they hand money over to a broke city or a broke state. And they're like, yeah, they'll pay me back over time. No, that's an IOU, folks. You're never going to see that money. Municipal bonds are a fraud. I mean, they're about to be a fraud because they're going to collapse. Because the system is being taken down. The dollar is going to collapse. When the dollar collapses, what has value? And I know we've been over this many times, but what has value when the dollar collapses? Well, a piece of land, right? A place to sleep, a roof over your head, a vehicle perhaps, a tractor, obviously. Ammunition has value. Stored food has value. Emergency medicine, radios, night vision gear. Yeah, that's all got value. People want that stuff. And gold and silver. Everybody wants more gold and silver. It has intrinsic value. It is universally recognized as valuable in every country in the world, in every language, and it has been through all of human civilization, through every nation, every empire, the rise and fall of everything. Throughout the history of the world, gold and silver has had inherent, intrinsic, obvious value to nearly everyone. Nothing else competes with that. There's no currency that's ever stood the test of time. And the dollar won't either. The dollar will collapse. It's probably very close. And other forms of value, you know, such as stocks and bonds and treasury bills and so on, it's just paper. Just a bunch of IOUs. This is why the people who know what's going on are collecting or stacking, as they say, gold and silver. They're stacking the physical metals right now. Now, is it right for you? I mean, only you can decide. You know, talk to your financial advisor. I can't give you personalized financial advice. Obviously, that's my disclaimer. Maybe it's not right for everybody in every situation. You got to be able to defend your gold and silver. Maybe you're about to move and you don't want to take the silver before you move. Maybe you're going to get it when you get to your destination. So that makes sense. Physical silver in your hand, it isn't the perfect solution for everybody, but for a lot of people, it's exactly the right thing to do to protect assets, to preserve wealth. Gold and silver are wealth. They are not tokens of wealth. They are not pieces of paper with numbers written on them. Like, oh, this one says 10, this one says 100, but it's the same paper. No. When it comes to physical metals, there's 1 ounce or there's 10 ounces. The ounces are the value, the mass in your hands. That's got the value. Smart people recognize that. Smart people are collecting this. Smart people getting squared away, understanding what's going to happen when the dollar collapses. So look at this situation seriously. Take a look. I'm going to be filming a video here actually very soon. I think this is my next video to do. I bought some junk silver. I mean, I should say like old used silver jewelry off eBay. It was so funny. It's like, here's this lot of silver. It's like 500 grams of random silver jewelry. And I'm like, I'll take it because I want to film a video. I'm going to show you silver jewelry, which I don't normally own any, by the way. I'm not into jewelry at all. I don't have any jewelry, except now I do. But I'm going to show you silver jewelry. I'm going to show you silver coins, silver bars. That's going to be fun. I've got silver rods. I've got silver plates. I've got, what else? I don't know. Constitutional silver coins. I'm just going to lay it out on the table for you and then talk about advantages and disadvantages. And I've got silver coins. Some are U.S. Mint. Some are like Krugerrands and Kangaroos and Britannicas and whatever, different countries. We'll talk about the advantages and disadvantages of those types of silver. We'll talk about silver in barter and trade and buying stuff and storing assets and portability and all this stuff, fungibility, you know. I can't wait to film that video. It's going to be a lot of fun, just laying out a bunch of silver on the table, just talking about what is this stuff, what's it good for. It's good for everything, turns out, almost everything. You can even make medicine out of it, and I've shown that video how to make colloidal silver with silver coins. So, I mean, it's like nothing else in the world is money and medicine and a system of trade and barter and asset storage and wealth preservation at the same time. Only silver is that. It's amazing. And industrial metal on top of that, it's amazing. The most amazing element probably in the world. But that's coming. If you want to get your hands on some of the silver, like I said, go to metalswithmike.com. That'll take you to the Treasure Island website, and they can set you up with some metals. If it's right for you, you know, you make the call. You figure out what's good for you. And if you want some, they can fulfill that for you. Do what's right for you. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com, where you can find more podcasts on preparedness and many other topics, many interviews as well. Check it out, brighteon.com. Take care.